Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. So we're just going to continue what we started last week. Amen. Because I want to continue on the study of righteousness, the fruit of righteousness. And I want to talk to you today about one of the fruit of righteousness is your appearance. Amen. And this is pretty important because you should know what your appearance looks like, because it is a fruit of righteousness. And we're going to go through scriptures today, and it's going to point to what your appearance should look like, and it should look like the appearance of Jesus Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And the reality is that if this fruit, this isn't abundant in your life, it could be an indicator that you have not gained the true revelation, illumination, and an understanding of how righteous you are apart from works or doing or even performing for it. Because the gospel is simple. It is by faith and by believing in Christ that we are made righteous. Amen. So you really have to get a really good revelation. And this is what the Lord has been showing me for the past years. Amen. It has taken me a long, long time for me to realize that I am the righteousness of Christ, that I am made in the image of God, that I am loved by God, that God loves me, that God truly cares for me, that I am worth something to God. You know, for so many years, I was stuck with a mindset that I wasn't worthy enough to be called by God, that I wasn't worthy enough to be called his daughter. Amen. So you need to know how the Lord looks at you and how others should look at you, other Christians, other believers, because your appearance matters. Not only does it matter to God, but it should matter to you. Amen. So I want to begin the study, and let's go to the book of Hebrews, and let's go to chapter 1. Amen. And I'm going to begin in verse 2. Okay. Hebrews 1:2 says, well, let's go to verse 1, just so we can. Yeah. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets. Remember, in the Old Testament, God used to speak through the prophets. Amen. In the Old Testament. Yeah. And it continues on and says, has in these last days spoken to us by his son. Who's his son? Jesus Christ. Amen. Whom he has appointed, God has appointed heir of all things. Everything belongs to the Lord. Amen. Through whom also he made the worlds. Amen.
Amen.
You see, in the beginning of time in Genesis, God spoke the word, and it was so. Amen. So through him, all things were made. Amen. Whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Amen.
Amen.
Did you get this? Amen. God is the supreme revealer. He is God. He's creator. He's sustainer. Amen. And he spoke through to the fathers by the prophets, to people in the Old Testament through the prophets. God spoke, but now through his son, God speaks to us. Amen. We have that privilege. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Who being the brightness, he says, The Lord is the brightness. The Lord is the splendor. You know, another translation. Let me show you. Another translation goes like this, and I'm gonna read it. Amen. But it says that He has appointed the Lord Jesus as heir of everything, for through Him God created the panorama, the universe of all things, and all time. The sun is the dazzling radiance of God's splendor, the exact expression, like it says here in the word, of God's true nature, his mirror image.
Yes, amen.
And it is God who holds the universe together. But the word here is saying that His Son, the splendor, the majesty on high, His Son was made in His image, in the image of God, by His mighty power. When He spoke the word and He sent His only Son, amen, hallelujah, amen. And he did all this for us, amen. And not only He did it for us, he so completely did it that through the death of Jesus Christ, we have become completely cleansed of sins. And today He is seated at the right hand of God the Father. And when we believers believe in the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, we get to sit also at the right hand of God, because we are now spiritual beings. And I'm going to show you that through the word of God. Amen. We are going to walk through scriptures so you don't say, huh, how can that be? Well, the word is going to tell you how it is. Amen. This is the word of God. This is the word that was inspired by the Holy Spirit for men like the Apostle Paul, John, Mark, Luke to write and put together this Bible, these scriptures, these letters. Amen.
Amen.
Because the truth of the word will always set you free. And that's what the word says. The truth of God, the revealer of truth, the anointed one, the truth will set you free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is pretty powerful. This is a pretty powerful statement that we read here. We are seated, and we said it last week too, we are seated in the throne room at the right hand of the Father with Christ. We're seated with Him. Ephesians, let's go to the book of Ephesians 2:6. Let's go there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2:6. This is Paul speaking to the church. And he says, and he raised us up together. He's talking about Christ. Amen. And made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. So He sent His Son, amen, and when the Lord Jesus resurrected, he went to sit next to the Father at His right hand. But the Word of God tells us that when we were born again, and when the Lord Jesus resurrected, He raised us up with Him. So when the time came for us to accept His Son Jesus, and if we accepted Him, we also would then be seated with Christ in the heavenly place. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So Paul is saying we have been raised with Him. With who? With Jesus Christ. Seated with Him in heavenly places. Colossians 2:12. We're pointing at that statement. We're seated with Christ. Amen. Colossians 2:12. It says it this way now. We were buried with Him in baptism, in which you also were raised with Him, talking about us, the church, us, with Him through faith in the working of God who raised Him from the dead. Amen? So, in other words, we when the Lord Jesus died, amen, he was raised, amen. After 3 days, he was raised and resurrected. But when the Lord died, hallelujah, and he resurrected, guess what? We also die with him. Those who believe in Christ also have died in him. Amen. And we were also resurrected, because that's why they say that we are born again. We're born again. We have a new body. We have a new mind. Hallelujah. Everything has been renewed because of the blood of Jesus. Amen. When the Lord Jesus resurrected, guess what? He resurrected us. Amen. But it wasn't until we came to the Lord and accepted him as Jesus and Savior of our life. But it was already done at the cross. All we had to do was believe. So the Lord Jesus died, amen, and then on the third day he rose again, is seated at the right hand of God. But God made a way, Father God made a way for all that would believe in his son Jesus would also resurrect with him, amen.
Amen.
At the right appointed time. So that's why we're already dead to sin. Hallelujah. Because when Jesus died at the cross, sin died with him. Amen. And our sins died with him. Does that mean that we're perfect? Does that we will never gonna sin again? No, that does not mean that. Because when you sin, there are consequences for your sins. However, amen, when the Lord paid your full debt at the cross, that means that your sins are forgiven. Amen. So when you fall, all we got to do, Lord God, we know that when we fall, we know when we fall. We know when we displease God. We know sin, because sin is sin. A white lie is sin. Adultery is sin, but in God, there's no degree of sins. There's not one higher than the other. Sin is sin in the eyes of the Lord. So when we sin, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus already made a way. We can just run to him, hallelujah. And we saw that over and over again in the Old Testament, when King David would fall and sin, he would just run to God and speak to God and be so sorrowful. Amen. Of what he's done. We see it in the New Testament when Peter failed God. How many times did Peter fail God? How many times did Peter sin? Amen. And yet he was forgiven. Amen. Does that mean we have a license to sin? Absolutely not. Amen. Because the blood of Jesus, there's an atonement that was done forever. The Lord Jesus gave himself up forever, and he paid the price for all. Amen. So now we can run. Amen. When we fall, we can run, and God is faithful and just to forgive us.
Amen.
Because it is already done at the cross. All we got to do is recognize our sin, turn away from it, and keep moving forward. Amen.
Amen.
Because we have a position in God that is the righteousness of God. Just like your gifts and talents, they're irrevocable.
Right.
Amen. Once God gives you those gifts and talents, he won't take them back. They may be dormant. You may have them dormant. You may not be stirring them up, but that's not on God. That's on you. They're there.
Right.
We just got to tap into it, but they're there. Amen. Just like salvation, if you really, really, and I don't want to go ahead of myself, but if you really, really believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross for you, and on the third day he resurrected, and he has forgiven your sins, if you really, then you are a child of God. You're born again. Amen.
Amen.
You're seated at the right hand of God too, with Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So once you receive salvation, God doesn't take that away from you. You know, a lot of believers, you know, they receive the Lord and everything, right? and says, oh, I made it. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to serve God. I don't have to attend church. I don't have to gather with the assembly of the church. I don't have to serve. I don't have to. I made it. I'm going to heaven. Yes, you have made it. Amen. But what you do in the meantime before you get to heaven really matters. Because if you're not connected to the vine, like we said last week, life is not going to go so great for you. Amen. And it doesn't mean that we Christians don't have a life free of issues, circumstances, trials. No. We go through things, but we know that we're not going through it alone. We know that we have the Lord. We know that at the end of that situation, God is right there. Everything God will turn it around for our good. Because we love God, because we have been called according to his purpose. So everything, amen, because we're serving God, we know that God has this. God has our back. God is for us. He's never against us. God is for us. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have the blessings of God. We have rewards from God. He's gifted us so many things. And it's just like salvation, your gifts, righteousness. We have a position in Christ that is righteous. It is righteous in Christ. God doesn't take that away from you. Amen. No, when you fall out of line, when you do things that are contrary to the word of God, again, there's consequences to your conduct. There's consequences to your character. If they're not lined up with God's, amen, it's not gonna go that easy for you. Amen. You may be walking in your own righteousness. You may be walking in your own self-absorption. Amen. But that's on you. That's not on God. Amen. Once God gives you something, he doesn't take it back. Amen. Right. It is there for us to walk in, for us to freely walk in. Amen. So in Colossians 2:12, again, we're buried with him in baptism, in which we were also raised with him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is Paul speaking to the church. We are the church. Amen. We are the children of God. So he's saying we have been raised and we're seated with him. The Lord Jesus has elevated us with him to the throne room of grace. And in Hebrews, we just read in Hebrews, he's saying the sun is the dazzling radiance of God's splendor, the exact expression of God's true nature.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You know, let me ask you, do you have a problem believing that what Hebrews is describing here, he's describing Jesus? No, he is describing the Son of God. He is describing Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's describing what he looks like. He's describing how radiant the Lord is, how glorious the Lord is. That he is the mirror image of God himself, right?
Yes.
And that's who Jesus is. And we can agree on that. That he is splendor. He is majesty on high. Amen. Let's go to Romans 8:29. Hallelujah. Romans 8:29 says, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Amen?
Amen.
So Paul is telling us that God the Father, in his plan, in his redemption plan, once we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, he already has determined that we would be conformed and made into the right image of Jesus Christ. Amen. He said it right here. He foreknew. He already knew. God is all knowing. This is a plan he had from the beginning of time. He's all knowing. He predestined us. Predestined us. He planned this out. That we would be conformed to the image of his son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Are you seeing this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We are made in the image of the Lord, Jesus Christ. He came by incarnation. He became man. Yes, he was fully God, but he was fully a man. Amen. A man. And we are made in his image. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. I'm showing you through scripture that our appearance, a fruit of righteousness, is like the Lord Jesus Christ for believers. Amen. For those who accept the Lord. Amen. So John 1, let's go to verse 12. And it says here, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen. Again, we received the Lord. The Lord God gave us the right to his authority. He gave us privilege. He gave us power to be his child. He's called us, he calls us his sons and daughters.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This didn't come from man, didn't come from the flesh. Amen. This came from God himself. Because God, he determined that we would be conformed to the exact image of his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, that's beautiful. We are made in the image of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, I don't remember it too well, but I think there is... It's very far from me, but I'm trying to remember. Maybe somebody knows. But there's a copy machine company that's called like Iconi or Icon or something like that.
Icon,
right?
Yeah.
And I believe that this particular machine or company, well, this particular copy machine, is known for making the exact replica of an original. So people brag about this machine. They boast about this machine because it is known to make the exact image of the original copy. So the original being of Jesus Christ, God's own son, amen, and the copy is us. We are made in the mirror image of Christ. Amen. Amen. And this is what we're reading. We are made in his image. We are made in the copy of Jesus Christ. We are the replica. We are the mirror image, the duplicate copy of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was the firstborn among many brethren. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And this is what Hebrews is saying again, the sun is the dazzling radiance, the splendor, the majesty, hallelujah, the exact expression of God's true nature, hallelujah. I mean, you have to see this, amen?
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, you have to know who you are. You have to know your identity in Christ, amen? Amen. And this is one of them, amen? Amen? Romans, let's go to Romans. No, not yet. We're going to go to Romans 9 in a minute, verse 30. Amen, in a second. But this is what Romans 8:29 is saying and what it's speaking about. So do you see what I see? That it is not by works that you receive the Son. It is not by performance or anything like that. You received the Lord because you believed and you had faith that he was the Son of God, that he did die on the cross. Amen. But God already had made that plan. He predestined us to be conformed to his Son. the exact image of Jesus Christ. And all you had to do was believe. That's all we had to do, believe in Jesus Christ. Let's go to Romans 9, right? Let's go back to the book of Romans 9, and let's go to verse 30. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 9:30. And it says here, what shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith. But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Amen. Do you see this? We are Gentiles, right? We are the Gentiles. I mean, God called the nation of Israel. That was his people, amen. But the people, you know, the people rejected him, amen. So now we were drafted in to be his sons and daughters too, amen. But here, this is really good. This is a good word. That it says here that the Gentiles, right, did not follow after righteousness. They obtained it because the righteousness, they obtained it by faith. Amen. And this is the righteousness that we have today. We attained it not by works, but by faith. Amen.
Amen.
So that means this word, what this word is saying, that the Gentiles, what they did, they were looking to become righteous. Like they just wanted to please God. They wanted to become the righteousness of God. They just wanted to please him. They did the right things to please the Lord. They did the right things and they had faith in God. So they didn't have to do anything. And the Lord gifted them with righteousness. Amen. They weren't trying to become righteous. They weren't trying to strive for righteousness. No, they just wanted to please God, and they did it by faith. So they attained righteousness by faith. Amen. Mm-hmm. But it says here, but Israel, they always pursued the Lord. They always thought that, oh, I got to do this and I got to do that. And it is by my works and this and that. And even they turned their face from God. Amen. Remember that it was Israel, the nation of Israel, the Israelites rejected the Lord Jesus, and it was the Romans that crucified him. But Israel rejected the Messiah, the anointed one. They didn't even recognize him. Amen. He was right there walking among them, and they rejected him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. That's deep. Amen. So now we are grafted in. We've been grafted in. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that we have been drafted in. And we did it. We all did it by faith. Our walk is by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Gentiles were following the ways of righteousness. They didn't have to perform. They didn't have to, you know, work it out in the systems. Like the Israelites, they had a system. They had a system going. And back in the law, hallelujah, you know, the priests had to go into the tabernacle. They have to bring a perfect offering. You know, they went in there, you know, once a year, and then that offering, they would kill it. It would have to be a perfect offering for the Lord to atone their sins and stuff like that. I mean, this was under the law. This is a ritual that they did all the time. But we know that Jesus Christ, when he went on the cross, he did away with all that. Amen. And he paid the price completely. We don't have to kill the Lord again and again. We don't have to get an animal and offer it to God. No, Jesus Christ became the lamb offering, and for all to be taken away from us.
Amen.
He did it for all to be taken away. Hallelujah. Amen. But in back in the Old Testament, you see over and over again, they had to bring a lamb offering. They had to bring an animal offering. They had to sacrifice an animal. It was something that they did. It was the law. It was a ritual. Amen. But the Lord Jesus, he didn't come to do away with the law. He came to fulfill it, to fulfill it. Amen. That means you still got to follow the commandments. You're not, you know, you shouldn't kill. You shouldn't steal. You shouldn't lust after your neighbor's spouse. Amen. You know, God came. The Lord came, but he didn't do away with the law. But now today we're under the law of grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It was his love and by grace that he received us by faith. Amen.
Amen.
See, the Israelites wanted to do their own thing, wanted to do it their own way, thought that by works they would obtain righteousness. No, actually, they were walking in self-righteousness. We saw it in the Gospels. You know, they saw it, I am this and I am that and I pray and I tithe and this and this and that, right? They were self-righteous people. Amen. But man, no, through the Lamb of God, amen, the perfect sacrifice was slain, hallelujah, he took it all. The Lord Jesus Christ went willingly to the cross, and he paid it all up for us. He did it all.
Amen.
He did it all. We didn't have to do anything. All we had to do today is just believe. Just believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Gentiles attained the righteousness of God, and it was by faith. And this is so beautiful to read because we have been drafted in. Amen?
Amen.
And it was simple. All they had to do was believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it is a fruit. The right standing with God is a fruit of righteousness. We are in right standing. We have been justified by the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only that, we have become his exact duplicate copy mirror image of the express image of majesty on high. Amen. Of the radiance of the Father, his Son. God is so pleased. Remember when he was baptized and John the Baptist baptized the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he said, beloved son, I am well pleased with you. Well, guess what? The Lord says the same thing about us when we accept his son. I said, I am so well pleased with you. Amen.
Amen.
Because we are made in his son's image. Hallelujah. This is why it's important that we believe. Hallelujah. When the Lord says, I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you the Spirit of Truth. I'm going to send you a helper. The Spirit of Truth is the one that is going to testify of me. He will reveal things to you that you have not heard before. And he told the disciples, wait for it. Wait for it. Amen.
Right.
And today,
right,
when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that very, very second that we say yes to God's Son, hallelujah, he seals us with the Holy Spirit promise of God. The
Amen.
Holy Spirit, hallelujah. We have a helper. We have a revealer that he reveals to us things that we may not know of.
Yes.
Amen. This is why Paul goes and, you know, I'm just going to go there because this is the word of God. Amen. And the word of God is living. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It has to penetrate through your bones. Hallelujah. Amen. But this is why the Lord says the Paul in Ephesians 1:3, even I think it's 1:3 also. I love 1:15. This is a prayer. Ephesians 1:15 through 23. You should be praying and personalizing it. Amen. But in Ephesians 1:3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Amen. God has blessed all of us. All of us. And the Holy Spirit is key to our life. Without the Holy Spirit, how can we hear from God?
Amen.
Without the Holy, how can he reveal truth to us? Without the Holy Spirit, how can we interpret dreams?
Amen.
and visions. We need the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And Ephesians 1:15, you know, again, this is a prayer for spiritual wisdom. Amen. You know, the Paul is saying to the church, and Paul is telling us now, and we've got to pray this for ourselves. You know, Paul does not cease to give thanks for you, meaning the church, making mention of you in my prayers. Paul was praying for the Ephesians, the church of Ephesians. I pray this prayer for you guys. Amen. For all of us. Amen. Because when I pray this, I'm praying for the church. Amen. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. That's us.
Amen.
The holy ones of God. We are holy. Yes. He calls us saints. The word of God says, be holy for I am holy. That means walk in the ways of the Lord. Walk in his holiness. Walk in his righteousness.
Amen.
It's a gift. Church is a gift. The Holy Spirit, he reveals truth. It's a gift.
Amen.
We are the righteousness of God. It is a gift. Amen. We are made in his image. It is a gift.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, hallelujah. We got everything.
Yeah.
We got everything that we need to live an abundant life. And when the Lord Jesus said, you know, I come that you may have life and have it abundantly, he's talking about, he's not just talking about finances. He's talking about everything.
Everything.
Amen. Abundance and joy. Abundance of peace. Abundance in health. Abundance in your living. Abundance at your work. Abundance with your family. It's everything.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Salvation's like the word, I think I said this the other day, not too long ago, but zozo in Greek means salvation, but it also means healing. It also means blessings, all kinds of blessings. It encompasses a number of things. Amen? You got to see this. Hallelujah. We have been fully, fully equipped, fully blessed with every spiritual blessing.
Amen.
From God. We have it all.
Amen.
And all you had to do was say yes, just like the Gentiles. They said yes. They accepted the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You just, you know, like the word says in Romans 10:9-10, right? And you know, and sometimes you may think, well, I know this. I know this. Why do I have to hear it? Hearing the word of God builds your faith.
Yep.
Amen. So, you know, every day God is teaching you something new. Every day you have to know that God is speaking all the time. And maybe he's just reminding you, because we are still made of flesh. We have a human nature. Yes, we have a spiritual, we're spiritual beings, but we're still living in a human body. Amen. And Romans 10:9-10, it says, if you confess with your mouth, like the Gentiles did, like we did, with your mouth that the Lord Jesus, with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in him with your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, amen, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. So when we confess with our mouth and believe with our hearts, it's a done deal. We have attained righteousness by faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the nation of Israel, they were ignorant to the righteousness of God. They were ignorant about it. See, they tried to establish their own righteousness, to establish it by works and through works and doing performance and doing this and doing it. No. They didn't understand. They didn't realize that Christ is is the end of the law, that he came to fulfill the law. You don't, no longer needed to do all that you did. Christ became the sin offering for all of it. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Jesus did not do away, again, with the law. He came to fulfill it by accomplishing what no one else could do, because he was sinless.
Amen.
Amen. He was a man without sin. Was he tempted? Yes. We saw that in the gospel. He was tempted by Satan, but he didn't go through with that. Amen. Because he knew that God needed somebody that was sinless. A man without sin was the only perfect Lamb of God that could become the sacrifice for everything to be over and done with. All our sins, all our debt. Everything, sickness, unforgiveness, bitterness, everything, you name it, boom, he took it at the cross. It was a sinless Lamb of God that went to the cross. Amen? Amen. Again, we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe we become righteous. We were made righteous. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We look like the Son Jesus. We were made in his image. Hallelujah. But now let's go to this gospel, because let's bring it all together, right? Let's go back to the Gospel of John, and let's go to chapter 17. And this is a couple of we're gonna go to John 17. We're gonna start in 21. But if you look at this gospel, amen, this is when the Lord Jesus, the night which he was arrested, he went away. He left the disciples, hey, you know, be on the lookout. But, you know, this is the part where they fell asleep, remember, on this portion. And the Lord Jesus went to his Gethsemane, his secret place to talk to the Father, amen, to Father God. And in 17:1, you know, it begins, and it says Jesus was praying for himself, right? And then in 17:6, Jesus was praying for the disciples. But then in 17:20, and we're going to begin in 21, Jesus is praying for all believers, including us today, amen? Mm-hmm. And look at what 21 says, amen? And this is the Lord Jesus praying, amen. And you know what, let's go to 20, right? And Jesus is praying this to God the Father. I do not pray for these alone, meaning I don't pray for just myself, and I don't just pray for the disciples like he did in the previous verses, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, amen, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Amen. And the glory, listen to this, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them.
Amen.
Are you hearing that? And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Hallelujah. I mean, that should excite you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, we are partakers. We God has called us sons and daughters. The same, what the Lord is saying here, the same glory, God, that you gave me, I pray that they may have it also. And we have the glory of God. We are glory carriers. Amen. And he says, the same way you love me, I know you love them. The same way the Father God loved the Lord Jesus is the same way he loves us. Amen. You gotta see that. You have to see that the Lord God the Father loves you just the same way he loved his Son. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we may behold the glory of God. He's called us. Yes. That we may behold the glory of God. That's why when we see each other, we should be seeing the Lord Jesus within us. Amen. The radiance, the splendor of God should be radiating out of you, and it should be in the inside of you, because we are the glory carriers of God. It is in the inside of you, and it's radiating from the outside. This is what your appearance is. And this is powerful, because Jesus is praying that we would understand that with the Father, we are one. With Him, we are one. That we are perfect with Him, we are one. That He loves us just like He loved the Lord Jesus. Amen? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And this is what the Lord God intended all along. He says, we are the express image of the radiance of God.
Amen.
Of His glory.
Yes.
Our picture, the nature of Jesus, is the same picture that we carry today, which is the image of God the Father. And this is really important, and you got to see this. Amen? Because if you don't see this, if you don't recognize your identity that you have in Christ, if you don't see that you are the radiance of the Lord, that you are made in His image and likeness, in the same way that the Lord Jesus radiated on earth when He walked, everybody looked at Him and everybody couldn't believe what He was doing, the miracles that He made. Amen. You gotta see that the same thing the Lord Jesus did on earth is the same thing we can do. Yes, we're not God, but through Christ we can do all things. Amen. If the word of God says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, because you're not doing it, it is Christ in you that is doing it. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Because we were made in His image. God has given us all the spiritual blessings that the Lord Jesus had. He was man, but He had the spiritual blessings of God. God imparted into Him the Spirit of Himself. His Spirit Himself, the Spirit of God, is in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't need to work for it. You don't need to strive for it. You don't need to make any effort. You just need to know that you are the righteousness of God. It's simple. You just got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have. Amen? Yes. So we are the righteousness of God. We were made in His image and likeness.
Yes.
There's nothing left to do except to believe by faith and walk by faith.
Yes.
Walk by faith. And church, this is the true gospel. Again, you got to say, I can, I have, and I am. Because you are. Because you can. Because you have. You have what it takes to walk the way Jesus walked.
Yes.
And you are, because you have been made righteous with the righteousness of God Himself. The righteousness of Jesus Christ, who's the express image of God the Father.
Yes.
So I ask you, are you going to believe God and what He's telling you today?
Amen.
Are you going to believe the Holy Spirit? Or are you going to believe your mind that might be telling you this can't be true? Amen. Because the mind, our mind gets in the way. Our mind gets in the way, church. This is why Romans 12:1-2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And what the Lord is doing today, He is renewing your mind. He's giving you new revelation. He is renewing my mind. He's been renewing my mind. But this is the true gospel. I showed you through scriptures that you are made in the image of God. I show you through scripture that the same splendor, the same radiance that drew people to Christ is the same radiance that is drawing other people to us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Because we are the glory carriers of God.
Yes.
So we need to believe God in what He said. This is His living word.
Amen.
And His word is alive. It penetrates, and I pray that it cuts right through your bones so you can receive His word and say yes to Him and say yes to His word all the time and believe that we are just like Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You are blessed, church. You are blessed and highly favored. Amen. Hallelujah. You have been given every spiritual blessing. Amen. And we have no lack in God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.